Mother bitch! Mother bitch, leave my baby alone! Mother bitch, run away to Oregon! Mother bitch, leave my baby alone! Oh, mother bitch!
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10!
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, January 26, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And this is the fucking Jam Hole, bitches. This is episode...
Mother bitches?
Not even. This is episode 146 of the Jam Hole, all you mother bitches.
Four more to go, and we're halfway.
That's it. Halfway there.
Awesome.
And then we will be Spartans. Oh!
No, we won't. That's well, 300.
Right. 150 is halfway to what?
Oh, I was thinking we're halfway to 200. I wasn't worried about 300 yet. I was going to wait until we get to 200 first before I start thinking we're close to 3.
I apologize.
Don't jump the gun.
I apologize for that complete and utter look of disgust.
Seriously.
So, yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Monday Night Show. If you are listening live, jamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on our show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-GOT-P. I'm not even going to fucking ask you. 4687 if you're illegitimate. So, yeah, holy Christ. I just, first and foremost,
okay.
I want everybody listening. If you're listening live in the jamhole.com/live video right now, or you're listening to this at work, wherever, in your car, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, I want you to go ahead right now and just give yourself a pat on the back. That goes for you too. Fucking pats on the backs
all
around
right. Pats
to everyone.
All around. I bet everyone should be patting their back on
that's
their
right.
Cam.
Okay.
Or they're getting punched.
Everyone, pat your backs right now because you all are Spartans. And, you know, I kind of had an inkling going into this thing. It's like, all right, we talk a lot of fucking shit. A lot of fucking
shit.
Yeah,
only for a couple hours. 146
episodes worth of fucking shit we talk. And
we almost, I think we might have more shit than anyone else, even though we only have 146 episodes.
Yeah, that's a safe assumption.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know it, but I assume that because we talk a lot of shit, the people that would eventually come to know and love the Jam Hole as their own podcast would have the same like minds as do we.
Right.
And the same out views and outlooks and Outlook Expresses and all that shit on life. That if it came down to it and some shit went off and popping, you would take up your spears because, hey, I'm just out here taking a walk. These men just followed me, you know? I did not order them.
Right.
I was just here.
For it.
They ended up, they were here. You guys fucked some shit up. I have to say, that was better than I could have possibly have hoped for.
Yeah, I never could have imagined it being that
I am
awesome.
Very impressed. As your so-called leader, I have to say congratulations. You guys brought home a big old giant fucking win for the Jam Hole crew on Friday. That guy, Rod, he did in fact
hi, Kitty.
Learn his lesson. And I'd like to say, now I don't know, this is a stretch, but I'd like to say that he will never do that again to anybody, or at least he will think twice before he fucks with somebody he doesn't know.
I don't know if he's would just not do it again. I could see him doing shit like that again.
Right. I know. That's maybe why I not, said I would like to say, right. But I know that it probably, after give it like, you know, 6 months or a year and he'll be right back to the old shit. But mm-hmm. I haven't, that was just amazing. You guys fucked some shit up between my voicemail and then talking to him. We brought that man to the brink of just destruction.
Yeah.
He was seeing,
he apologized.
He was
you,
seeing red finally. And he wanted to kill me and destroy me and everything that I hold dear. And we took it from that and we brought it all the way around and got a fucking apology. Not once, not twice, but three times. Two on the show, if you listen, to Friday's show, and once he texted me another apology on Saturday morning.
Nice.
I didn't get to bed till around 4 a.m. on Saturday morning.
I would imagine it was a pretty tense night.
I got woken up at 7 a.m.
Oh.
By some phone calls, some voicemails.
Yeah. Who that might be?
The Rod's ex.
Oh, okay.
She was kind of happy, but
yeah,
she wasn't at the same time.
Didn't
like,
you, like, ask her if it was okay or something first?
Well, her thing was, don't say my name. Don't say where right. you got the info from. And I wasn't gonna, but then, you know, we started talking. I'm like,
you're
you know
what?
It fuck
out a little.
It. Who cares? You yeah. know, really? This is your guys' problem. I got drug into it, like, not of my own design. Right. I just was an innocent bystander. He started it. We all collectively fucking finished it. So, yeah, she just left a couple voicemails. She's like, okay, can you please take the Craigslist ad down? And can you please have everyone stop calling him?
Jesus.
I had no idea. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I was sleeping. I just went to bed a few hours ago.
Man, the power of telling everyone live to call
well,
this guy.
The power of being a fucking douche. Don't do that kind of shit, and shit won't happen, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
D12 said it best, man. Shit can happen, you know?
I'm sure.
Devil's Night.
Yeah, more right. than D12 have said that.
Oh, I'm sure. So, it just, it blew me away. I was very impressed with your behavior. If you guys are still calling, you can go ahead and chill on that. She said he learned his lesson. He also said that he learned his lesson. So, no, I did
now,
not.
Now, what did you do?
What did you do? What are you sorry for?
Why are you sorry?
No, and no, I did not go to Costco. I never had any fucking idea to go to Costco. I was just totally like, oh yeah, here, we'll fucking meet up and we'll go have coffee and we'll bro down. No, like,
yeah,
I didn't like you before. I still don't like, I have no use for you in my life at all. And now that this is all over and done with, I really have no use for you, you know? So yeah. I just wanted to thank you guys. That was really fucking awesome. The Craigslist ad was taken down, I guess. I checked it after I woke up on Saturday and it was already gone. But if you go to thejamhole.com/forums, it's attached in one of the posts in everything else. So
it's pretty awesome.
If you would like to take a look at it, it is pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So good job to everyone that pitched in, that called him, that fucking just gave him the business. That I'm almost in tears, man. I'm so proud of you guys. So yeah, that I don't know.
That was so much fun.
Yeah,
that was the most fun show.
Yeah, that show had a little bit of everything. It was
definitely.
Like holy shit drama. It was fucking funny. Yeah. We had a beautiful chica sitting there.
It's like
here.
Our own fucking soap opera.
It was
like a soap
it
opera.
Was just cool because I had been playing those voicemails for the past fucking month and a half, and this was just like the culmination of all of that shit, just boom, like fucking super saiyan fucking and I was impressed with you guys. I didn't know you guys had it in you. I thought you might have, but you really like came out and was like, hey, check out what I did. Fuck that fool. So, yeah, we do have a few voicemails I'd like to play for y'all before we get on with some other shit. We have a little chat log reenactment from my own personal text message folder on my phone. We'll go through a little Fuck My Life, a little secret tweet confessions. We got some news to deuce. If anyone wants to do some clues tonight, now would be a good time to go to thejamhole.com/forums and get those posted. How are you?
I'm
sorry.
Good.
I'm so caught up
it's
in all, right. all
I
of this.
I hear you.
Amazing awesomeness.
For sure.
How are you
I'm
personally?
Deep. Yeah, I'm
you,
all right.
Yeah. How's Rochelle?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to her that much.
All right. Let's play the first voicemail here.
Excuse you, sir. Jesus.
You need a cigarette?
Yeah.
Was that a toilet flushing?
I don't know.
Huh. I think you're looking for the distorted view phone number, not art. I don't recall me leaving the message saying, hey, if you have any vocal streams of sex noises or puking, I don't know. That's cool, though.
I just heard coughing.
Yeah, coughing in a toilet flush, it sounded like. Well, thank you for that. Next voicemail.
You, 29 to 35-year-old gay white male. Me, 35-year-old hairy, sexy, muscular, Mexican-American male. You will be washing your hands at the Kalispell Costco, and you will keep washing your hands until I walk in. I work there as a janitor, so I will be mopping the floor. I will suddenly put a knife to your throat, and I will force you to shit in the urinal, and I will make you eat your own shit. Then, while you're eating your own shit, I will sodomize you with my janitor mop, you mother bitch. Then,
damn.
I will rape you in the asshole. Then, you will thank me. We will wash our hands, and we will walk out, never to talk about it again.
Thank you,
that
sir.
That was beautiful.
May I have another?
That no shit. Holy crap.
That kind of reminds me of the Craigslist ad that
was
posted.
Yeah, I thought he was actually quoting that at first.
That's impressive. All right, couple more here.
Hey, Matt. Anyways, this is Alaska Jeremy. So, you know, we were talking about the guns before Friday's show.
These guns?
All of a sudden, I rudely disconnected myself. Well, strangely enough, it wasn't me. All of a sudden, my internet crashed, and my cell phone went out. Now, mind you, my cell phone and my internet are in two different providers. Hmm. So it was kind of odd. At first, you know, I thought maybe Neo had crashed or something to that extent. But no, that was tough. All the phones and payments went out along with the internet. And I was kind of freaking out because I thought this was an isolated incident. I thought it was just my house. And I, you know, of course, got things, you know, ready. I thought maybe there's an assassination attempt on Obama. So I got my shotgun out, my AR-15, and next thing I know, my girlfriend's pointing out the window saying, holy shit, there's cops out there. I'm starting to fucking pinch myself right about now. I'm starting to freak out. I fucking load a bullet in the chamber of my AR, get my shotgun, put a bullet in that motherfucker. I'm getting ready. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but there shouldn't be no feds beating down my door or any type of cop coming to my door at this time. So I fucking put them in my computer room. I look out the window, and there ain't no fucking cop, of course. My girlfriend thought there was one. She hallucinated that there was one.
Wow.
But it was just a couple of downstairs neighbors coming out of their fucking vehicle. Anyways, I just thought I'd tell you that oddly coincidental story that for some reason I wasn't able to be on the Jam Hole Live channel while it was on because of this incident that happened all over Fairbanks. Anyways, I just thought it was odd and give you guys a phone call and play some dumbass message. All right.
Thank you for that. I thought it was going like his girlfriend was going to come in and be like, ha-ha, I got
yeah,
you, gotcha. Good, you fucker.
Yeah.
And he's all in there with like the fucking, the one-handed shotgun and the fucking Uzi like, come on, make my day. And she like comes running in to be like, I fooled you, fucking boo! Oh my god! You know, like that kind of shit. Some fucking
someone
some
is ready for war.
I know.
So like,
hey, you gotta be
out for blood.
If your country is governed by Palin,
yeah.
You should probably be ready for war at all times. So yeah, think that. That was it. Okay, so thank you guys very much. And as always, if you care to leave us messages, call when we're not doing the show, 406-204-4687, or you can Skype in the Jam Hole, all lowercase. Or if you want to call in for the live show, call that number during the live show. So let me just set the scene for this little chat reenactment here. Basically, on Friday, me and Jesse were rolling around delivering fucking water. Excuse my face. And remember a week ago, I was telling you I went to this furniture store and delivered, and I saw just the most gorgeous girl. Like, I was coming down the stairs, and she was coming up them, and she had this little black skirt on, this long, flowy jacket, and these boots, and I was just like, I, like, came around the corner down the stairs and, like, almost ran into her. I was just like, whoa. Like, so, okay, we're This is so horrible. So we're delivering there, and she's in there sitting at the computer desk, and we go in, do our shit, and we leave, and she kind of like says hi and starts talking to me a little bit as I'm leaving, and I don't even remember what she said, but she just kind of small talk and shit. Do I know you or something like that? And I was like, yeah, I saw you last time I was here. I almost bowled you down the fucking stairs. And that, so I was like, okay, cool, we'll have a good day. And I got in the truck, and Jesse's like, dude, she fucking wants you. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's exactly what she wants. I can tell. And he's like, no, dude, you should give her your phone number. I'm like, all right, dude, how about I just write this note and you run in and give it to her real quick? He's like, wow. Okay, so I fucking just write my number on my name.
What a bro.
I know, right? He's always got my six. He would be there with me when I needed the wood chipper. We'll just put it that way. So. Nice.
I'm glad he will be there. So I don't have to.
I could think someone's going to be. Fuck. It almost came to it, huh?
No, we've had some close calls. I don't think that was the first time.
No, well, that was the first time it got that close to home.
Right.
Right.
True.
Okay. So he gives her the note, and I don't really think anything of it. You know, she doesn't call, obviously, Friday night, Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday. Sunday night, I'm just sitting here chilling, watching fucking Code Monkeys, smoking fucking resin, because I have no fucking weed, thanks to you, prick.
Now, why is that thanks to me?
Because you always conveniently leave your shit at home, so we conveniently always smoke mine.
I don't
mine.
Conveniently leave it home. Oh, I leave it at home because I don't want it in my pocket while I'm at work.
I leave it at home because I'm such a fucking bro hound.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. So, no, that, and that's fine, whatever. I was, like, two hits, and I'm like, Code Monkeys. Awesome fucking show, by the way. I've never seen it before. I just downloaded the first season. ILoveTorrents.com, Hasmatic. Nocturnal, if you care to look us up on there.
No, we're there.
Just chilling.
Just chilling.
Power user, no big deal. Over a terabyte of upload, also no big deal, unless you're a geek.
God.
So,
that's still no big deal.
Still no big deal.
That just means you're the one of the bigger pirates.
No, that just means that I share and share alike, that I'm not a leech. That's all it means.
That's cool, yeah.
And I have no wait times.
Yeah. I don't have that either, I don't think.
No, you don't, because you're a power user.
Right, but I don't have a terabyte upload.
Right, because you haven't been on there for like 4 fucking years. So I'm sitting here watching fucking Code Monkeys, awesome show if you ever get a chance. I love how that fucking show is done. It's just like an old school Nintendo game.
Just like 8-bit.
From start to finish, the whole show is done. Like, it's amazing
it's
how
so
they
good.
Did it. It's so cool, I think. I don't know. So all of a sudden, I get this text message, and this is what I would like to have me and Brayden reenact. Mm. Of course, I will be playing me, and of course, Brayden will be playing the female.
Right.
I give you a failed attempt.
A failed attempt.
Okay. And 3...
Hey, what's up?
Hi! I didn't think you were gonna call. How are you?
I didn't call. I texted. I'm good.
Sorry, hold on.
You got that? Jesus. That was the worst time for that to happen.
It went up my nose.
Holy shit.
I was trying to, like, laugh and I had... Okay. Sorry.
Wow.
Sit... God, that burns. Holy crap.
You don't snort Rockstar. I know you think it'll get you higher.
I'm tearing up. Yeah. You're not hurt.
Your eyes are watering.
Okay. Where were we?
You got
okay.
it?
Go.
Do you want me to start over?
Might fucking well.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I didn't think you were going to call. How are you?
I didn't call. I texted. I'm good.
Good point. Sorry. I'm a bit slow. I just woke up. What are you doing?
I'm watching movies with my parents.
Cool. How old are you? I'm 28.
21.
So, what movie are you watching?
Swing Vote.
Okay, now, real quick, I want to play... I totally forgot before we started. I'm sorry. My bad. I want to play a little game with you guys. Now, as we go in here, don't leave it on the feedback, but just put it in the chat, and this will just be a little game you guys play amongst yourselves. Obviously, we won't be playing because we have to read it. So, the game is, can you find out at what point in this chat conversation I stopped giving a fuck and I realized that, holy Christ, this is going absolutely nowhere. So I just want to see if you guys can pick up on the exact point where that happened, where I just gave up completely. Okay? Okay. Sorry. So, cool. So what movie are you watching?
Swing Vote.
So, what?
Never mind. Go.
So, what made you decide to text me?
Found your number in my pants. So, what made you decide to give me your number?
I just found it in my pants. No, I'm just kidding. Because you're really beautiful, and my friend thought I should, because he knows how shitty my luck is finding a girlfriend in this town. Any kids?
No, don't have any kids.
That's fantastic. I thought you were an angel the first time I saw you there, when you were coming up the stairs in the black flowy skirt jacket. So, would you want to go out sometime, or do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend. Every man I've dated has turned out to be a deadbeat.
Lots of deadbeats here. Then when a nice guy comes along, the girl doesn't know what to do because they think it's a trick. It's really sad.
I have yet to meet a nice guy and have given a lot of people chances.
So are you done giving chances?
No, just have to have people prove that they deserve a chance. Otherwise, I'm happy being single.
Of course. Did you ever think it's hard for the guy now because he has to be the perfect essence of a man to make up for all his asshole other guys?
Not exactly.
It seems like all the girls I've met have been so fucked over they needed all these games and tests made because they were scared to trust someone. Or maybe I just have bad luck.
Do you believe in God or go to church?
Woo, woo! Pardon? excuse me?
Do you believe in God or go to church?
Does you going out with me depend on how I answer the question?
Drink. No, maybe.
So you would discriminate a date with me based on religious preference?
I just have my own beliefs. I'm not saying I wouldn't chill with you. It's like I said, I have my own beliefs.
David says now.
Yeah.
You think? Right when she was like, do you believe in God and go to church? I go to church, but I don't believe in God. I go to pick up chicks.
Yeah, I know when you stop giving a shit when I read the first line of it. Of you not giving a shit.
No, I still, you're close, David. You're very close, but not quite. So, would you discriminate a date with me based on religious preference?
We just read that.
Well, read your part now.
I just have my own beliefs. I'm not saying I wouldn't chill with you. It's like I said, I have my own beliefs.
Well, I guess if I had to pick, I would be on the side of evolutionary theory and not intelligent design.
Well, I'm a Christian, always will be.
I like how she says, she doesn't always say always be. Have been,
but always
because she
be.
Wasn't, right. But something awful happened, and yeah. Now she is and always will be, as par for the course.
See, that's totally opposite for me. When I thought maybe there might be some sort of God or, you know.
Jable says, I go for the free punch and the potluck.
I thought, like, maybe there could be some sort of God, like, when I was, you know, young, like, way young, like 10, 11.
Right. And then
And then something shitty happened,
exactly.
And then I was like, oh, there's no way.
Obviously, there's no God. Yeah. I mean, come
exactly.
on, really?
Yeah. But I don't understand how people have that same thing happen to them, but they flip the other way.
Because they have nothing else left.
True.
Do you turn to when there's nothing else there?
Yeah,
you make up something, and you hold on to that with all your fucking might, because that is all you have.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's sad that it's really sad that people have turned that into such a lucrative business. It's like totally taking advantage of people that have nothing else. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but that's how it goes, I guess. Yeah. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah.
That's the way she goes.
That's the way the communion wafer crumbles, I guess. So does that mean no chance for me?
I'm not sure. I know you probably think I'm nasty, but when you believe in something as much as I do, you'd understand. I have lupus, and I struggle with everyday life.
You have what?
I have lupus.
Lupus?
Yeah, I have lupus.
So, would you say, now this isn't part of the chat, but now, would you say, her, that your belief in God started around the same time your lupus perhaps started?
How did you know?
I just shot in the dark. Christ. Not at all. I just think it's sad you let religion dictate the choice of people you date. Maybe that's why you keep finding deadbeats.
No, the deadbeats I dated believe the same way you as you. That's your fault.
No, that's how she typed
really?
It. Oh. And if you guessed right here, yes, actually, this is about the time
really?
I stopped giving a fuck. But it continues, and it gets much better.
Right.
So, that was defensive. I apologize if I offended you.
You didn't offend me. I know you, and I'm not saying
I don't.
That- Oh, I don't know you, sorry. I'm not saying that I won't go on a date with you. I'm just saying I can't be with someone in the long run that doesn't have the same beliefs as me.
Well, that's good. Maybe you can save my soul from burning in eternal hellfire. ... And then 10 minutes go by.
10 minutes.
So that was the last thing I
right.
said to her.
And
okay,
it took
and
10
then
minutes.
Here she comes.
I wish it was warm so I could ride my crotch rocket.
Okay. Yeah, I was just outside. It's so freaking cold. What kind is it? Because I care.
CBR 600 in the summer I'm on that, or at my family's lake house.
Must be nice.
It's fun. My grandparents are sending me to their winter place in Arizona on the 11th. Oh.
I don't know what that's like. All my family is dead.
I'm sorry, you have no family whatsoever? Excuse me?
Yeah, they all died. I like how she, all of the sudden she goes from being all high and mighty with Jesus to, oh, I love riding my crotch rocket. I wish it was warm.
Hey, so, hey, whoa.
Whoa.
She is living with a fucking disease, Matt. Way to be insensitive.
Fuck her.
Kidding.
We're all living with a disease.
Yeah.
It's called society.
Life. I just call it life. I think life is a disease.
But no, I just like how she just...
Right.
It went from that to
she
now...
She totally changed
check
the subject.
Check out all my cool shit. Because I have a disease, people feel sorry for me.
Right.
So I got a Honda CBR 600. I got my family's lake house. My grandparents are sending me to their winter place in Arizona on the 11th.
I have
so,
everything handed to me.
Exactly. So, of course, me having stopped giving a fuck about this,
right.
I have to say, I don't know what that's like. All my family is dead.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Okay, where
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, you have no family whatsoever?
I think I have some cousins in New York, but I've never met them.
What happened, if you don't mind me asking? Yeah, please tell me.
Yeah, please, allow me to relive the horror and tragedy that is the fact that I am here with no family. Well, let me tell you, my mom died when I was born, and my dad died when I was 19. Never did find out how.
And your grandparents?
They both died a long time ago. I never really knew them.
Oh, I am sorry. I have only lost a brother and a couple of uncles.
Shit happens. I'm going to bed now. It was nice texting you. Have a good night.
Yeah, night.
Bravo! Bravo! So, yeah, file that one under Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. You ready for some fuck my life?
Yes.
I mean, after that, how could you not
you
be?
You should have ended that with fuck my life.
I should have, huh? Yeah. FML. Huh? What's that mean?
Nothing.
Oh, don't worry about it. Good night. Oh, MDS says, that was not even close to sexting. And Jeremy says, notice that the rich spoiled kids always get diseases. Mm. Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, weird.
Huh, almost makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's like, that's all right.
damn it. Jeremy says, I'm going to get cirrhosis. Spelled with an S-O-R. All right, F my life. For those of you who may not know, we've only done this once so far, but I think we're going to turn it into a little regular bit here on the show.
Good, yeah.
I enjoy it, basically.
I like it, yeah.
These are all stories that begin with today and end with FML, a.k.a. fuck my life. Today, I realize that I have almost completely lost any semblance of an arm muscle. Like, this is like, bleh.
just gone.
Like, you were brushing your teeth and you just noticed that your arm was like
flabby.
You're like,
around.
Man, this is easy.
Yeah, I got old man flabby.
If
arms,
I could just figure out how to get it to stop, I'd be good to go. I can't even carry groceries back to my dorm room anymore without stopping for breaks. Fuck my life.
Damn.
You're in college and you're already just a flabby
What
weak?
Happened to your arm?
What happened to your life?
Yeah, fuck your life.
Holy Christ. Today at work, I got a message from some dude trying to flirt with me. While I was cracking up and making fun of him with my friends, I get a message from him saying, "Look directly behind you." And there he was, staring at me.
Aw, shit.
Fuck my life. Today I organized a romantic evening with one of my old squeezes, a.k.a. my ex.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna go well.
In the hopes I may reignite something special. Hey, I got a little piece of advice. If it's your ex, it wasn't anything special.
Right. I mean, if it was, he wouldn't be your ex.
Right. She showed up at 8 and told me she had to leave by 9. She was gone by 8:30. Fuck my life.
Oh, half an hour.
What happened, bro?
Wow. Where did those hopes go that you had?
She actually put them in her purse when I wasn't looking.
Oh, right. Along with my dick and balls.
Right. That, and my dignity. That's why she had to leave a half hour early.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, man, I got another booty call later, dude.
I got someone else's dignity to go grab.
Exactly. Today, whilst having lunch with a friend, talking about my multiple straight and one gay hookup from the night before.
What?
Multiple straight and one gay all in one night? Damn. Jesus. Share the wealth.
Someone's gonna be sore.
I mean,
next
you
day.
Can keep the gay one, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other two.
Help a brother out. My phone rang and I thought it rang out. Is that like a lapsy?
Yes.
Yes. You just go ahead and poke that back in where it belongs.
Yeah, no problem.
Turns out it didn't. I'd hit answer, and for 27 seconds, my dad heard it all. Fuck my life. There goes your student college funding.
Yeah.
Today, I went to surprise my boyfriend in the shower. What do you think?
Oh, God. Because you know it ends with fuck my life.
Yes, absolutely. I opened the door, and there was a giant shit in the open toilet. I pretended I was looking for my hairbrush. Fuck my life.
Not taking a shower with him now.
Well, you don't want to flush it, because if you take a dump right before you go in the fucking shower,
be all shitty.
The water's all shitty, especially if you live here.
But if
like
you don't flush
no
it, then
water.
The air smells shitty.
No, if it's in the water, you just close the seat. Obviously, he didn't close the seat.
Right, he should have closed
fucking
the seat.
Fucking pig.
That's where he went wrong.
Today, while working at my job in technical support, I got someone calling in saying that when they turn on the TV, when they turn the TV on, the cable goes off. And when they turn the cable on, the TV goes off. What a paradox!
Wow.
I told them they need to turn one on manually, and they said, "How do I do that?"
Of course.
Fuck my life. Oh, fun. Today I failed my behind-the-wheel driving test after moving to a new state. I've had a full license for over 11 years.
Wow.
Fuck my life. All right, a few more here. Today I tried to suck my own penis.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, come on, guy.
You finally just come tried on. That? Like, that's something we all did. Like, when we were 13,
like
dude.
Like, when we discovered masturbating.
You're like, I mean, you jerk off, and, like, obviously, the next logical step, but it's just right there.
It's so close, yet it's so far.
Damn it, come here and push.
That's, you know what I was talking about when I was a kid, and something traumatic happened to me, and I realized there was no God?
What?
It was when my dick was so close to my mouth, but I couldn't suck it. I'm like, there can't be a God.
It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Hold on.
What happened? Oh, there's no live video.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. It was Jeremy's fault. Thanks, Jeremy. Okay, there's him. Yes. All right, is that everybody? Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. Live video just kind of took a huge dump. So I'm doing this internet radio show, and all of a sudden, live video craps out. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Okay, I think that's everybody. And action. Where was I? Oh, right. Today, I tried to suck my own penis. Damn it, that was going to get good, too. I was all about to yell at God for putting our penises in the front where we can look at it but not suck them.
It's totally right in the
back.
Joke.
Like a little tail.
That
like,
happened literally right in the middle of that joke.
I know.
Now it's gone.
I can't.
It's
I'm not
totally
even,
gone.
I'm
that
not even going to try.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try.
I don't know.
I should just skip the rest of this one, but I kind of want to see where this goes.
Yeah,
because I think something awful is going to happen.
Go.
Okay, we ready? Good. Today I tried to suck my own penis. It's not even funny anymore.
No.
Auto fellatio. My mother walked in on me, and I flipped backwards off the bed. That's funny.
Yeah.
ER and 10 stitches above my eyebrow later, I asked her not to ever bring it up again. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Oh, a few more here. Today, one of the kids I was babysitting tried to hard-boil eggs using the microwave.
Really?
You cannot hard-boil eggs using the microwave. It makes a mess. This we have learned. Fuck my life. I've never tried that.
Me neither.
Can microwave a CD. I know that.
That looks very cool, by
very
the way.
Very cool. Yeah. Not so cool for your microwave.
You can make plasma out of a grape in your microwave.
Yes.
That's
also,
pretty cool.
Also.
Yeah.
Today, I mistook my bottle of lube for my bottle of hand sanitizer. Ouch.
That could be bad.
Then I had to find a towel to wipe my hands off so I could open my bedroom door so I could wash my hands off. Fuck my life. And the last one tonight. Today, I was on holiday with my boyfriend, my sister, and her boyfriend. My sister thought we were asleep. We weren't. My boyfriend now knows what my sister sounds like when she has sex. Fuck my life. And my sister. Oh, fantastic. That was weird. That the whole thing just like disappeared
yeah,
all of
never
a sudden.
Happened. That was weird.
Alright, let's do a little secret confessions here, and then we'll do some news. And if anyone's gone to thejamhole.com/forums to post some raging clues, we will also do those. What's the time, please? Just for my own curiosity.
39 minutes.
Fantastic. The only real reason I'm not on Facebook is...
The only real reason.
What could possibly be the only real reason you're not on Facebook?
Yeah,
besides the fact that you already have a MySpace.
Right.
Anything?
Yeah, that's hard. I don't know.
Well, it's because I don't have a life.
What?
Right? You might think that would encourage you...
You're the first to be there.
Right. You would want to
Those
have a
Those are the
face.
Guarantees that are on there.
Because it's like, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you're on Facebook, you can actually make up anything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the same old boring loser you. You can actually find someone that you think is totally awesome, and you can become that.
Right.
All you have to do is copy and paste.
It's well, yeah.
Very easy. Very easy to do. Because I don't have a life, and I don't want people to know, or I don't want people I know to actually figure that out. Another little piece of advice? They already know.
Well, yeah, if you don't have a life, and you they right. know you, they know.
They absolutely
Don't worry know. About it.
Right.
Yeah, you can come out of the closet.
I almost told you I love you, Ellipsis. Except that I'm not even sure that's really true. So in all honesty, I don't even know why I almost told you I love you. Maybe that's why I didn't. I almost did, but then I thought better of it. And that messes with my head. Almost as much as me pretending and leading you on messes with your head. Almost, but not quite. Because I have the vagina.
Right.
And that actually helps.
Yeah, that gives you the upper hand in the mind games
oh,
department.
Of course. The whole upper fist, if you will.
Double fisted.
Fucking A, and then just.
A lot of them, you know.
Take a peek.
Yeah.
I always want quiet now that I'm home alone. 1, 2, and 3.
I hated those movies.
It feels so empty. Oh, me too. Like, really? the first one, did it really make... I guess it did for back then. It made quite a bit of money.
Yeah, even...
That's the only reason they do that. That was the whole thing with Saw. Why do you think there's so many of them?
Right.
The trilogy is now a quintessence... Or what's five? I don't know.
It's going to keep going.
Right, because of how much money it makes. They would be stupid to stop that because they just also happen to have a bullshit fucking holiday that they can use as a perfect release date. Kind of like what the Cottonmouth Kings did with 420. Back in the day, they would always release their new albums on 420 every year, every other year. So it's, I don't know. It's dumb.
Yeah, whatever.
Everything that's happened the last couple of days has left me a broken person from who I once was. A shell of my former self, if you will. Oh. I want to be happy again. Really?
What happened? Why aren't you happy now?
Everything. Everything.
Everything's just ruined?
Just everything that's happened the last couple of days? Yeah.
Are you gonna be alright, guy?
Well, you know... I'd like to say yes, that I will be all right, but that would be a lie.
Don't lie.
I've already put in for my 5-day gun waiting period.
Oof.
That just so happens to coincide with my wife's 5-day waiting period, if you will. There it is.
Then it's going to be murder, suicide.
Right. I would love for just one guy to care for me when it counts. When does it count? When you're on your knees and his dick's in your mouth? Is that when it counts?
No.
No?
That's when it doesn't
That's actually when they all do care for me.
Yeah.
I actually don't want that.
That's the only time that guys do care for her is the problem.
Oh, hey, Viola. So when does it count?
I don't know.
When you're crying? Because if that's the case, then it counts every fucking day. I mean, I don't know. You have to actually... verbalize when you're like, hey honey, right now I need you to care for me, and when I say care for me, I actually don't mean put your dick down my throat.
Yeah.
Like, I actually need a hug or
like
something.
Let him know, guide him in.
Right. He like sends her a fucking text message with this fucking website.
Yeah.
He's like, here's 35 cents, go call someone that gives a shit. Oh, here she actually explains when it counts is actually not years after we've broken up and I've moved on.
Oh.
So she doesn't really explain, but she kind of helps out of saying when it does not count.
Right. Well, it sounds like he was with her, treated her like shit. 2 years have gone by after they broke up. Now he's being all nice to her.
Right, because he's all sad and lonely and can't get anything else.
Because the girl he left that he cheated on her for is dumped him.
Went
so back, going
to,
back to
right,
her.
Right, because she went back to her husband.
Right.
And now he's
and
stuck
now he's
alone.
Like, right, so
he's
like, well, I
hey,
go back to her.
I actually do care for you.
Yeah,
she's
like, you're cool.
She sends him the who's this message. Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck my life.
Yeah.
I love you, baby. But having you to save my marriage was the stupidest thing I ever did.
Wow.
She's, like, really talking about the baby.
Yeah.
She's over here on her computer, on her fucking, her laptop, her pink Sony Vaio, and she's like, I love you guys, but having you two to save my marriage was the stupidest thing I ever did. That sucks.
That's a horrible thing to say.
I apologize.
Jeez.
I'm 23 and have never been kissed.
Wow. So, wow.
Wow?
Man, I thought 23-year-old virgin would be pretty harsh enough it is for someone.
Well,
but
she didn't say she's a virgin. She just says she's never been kissed.
True.
I've been fucked fucking daily since I was 18. I've never been kissed.
Right.
I'm scared. I'll live alone forever or be too embarrassed to act when someone actually does love me. Hey, another piece of advice for you. When they kiss you, that doesn't mean that they actually do love you. I just want
they're just kissing you.
Clarify that.
Yeah.
Right. I wish I could grow up. I'm about to be 19, but I have the mindset of a 9-year-old.
Mm.
Fetal alcohol syndrome?
No, just...
Down syndrome.
Yeah, Down syndrome.
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm down with the syndrome.
I keep telling you, we're cool. Hey, I keep telling you, we're cool.
We're cool?
Hey, what was we're Fonzie? Cool? He was cool.
Hey.
Just be cool.
Be cool, man.
But I hate you now. I keep telling you we're cool, but I hate you now. I can't stand to be around you.
This is going to end in a fight.
And I don't want to live with you next year.
Wow.
College thing, I bet.
Right, yeah,
like,
definitely.
They're like dorm, you know.
You're
like, hey,
dorm together.
Are we cool? Is everything cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we're totally cool, bro.
I fucking hate
God,
this guy.
I kill.
Fuck. That's it.
Is that it?
That's
was
it.
That normal confessions?
These were lightning round confessions.
Really? They seem long.
No, they're a little short. Well, I was adding in bits and pieces here and there.
Right.
But
that's
I try
good.
And sneak them in there so you don't know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Nice.
You ready to do some goddamn motherfucking news?
Fucking A.
Episode 100 and what?
Six.
46?
46, yeah.
Fuck, man.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Sorry, I'm just closing some tabs here.
All right. Only like 5,000 of them.
Let's do some news. Episode 146. Call in the air, please.
Heads.
It is absolutely not heads.
Right on.
This one is called... We may actually get to do all of our news stories tonight, which is awesome because we have some good stories. This one is called Disgraced Pastor Faces More Gay Sex Accusations.
Of course.
A pastor, a man of the cloth, you know, you never, never hear about those kinds of people doing things
never
like
would
this.
Suspect.
No, usually it's a senator or a congressman, but never. I mean, a pastor is like, there's like God, and then there's...
He's as close as you can get to
well,
being
no,
God.
Well, no, there's God,
much,
and then there's the Pope.
Oh, true, right.
And
true.
Then there's like all the other fucking minions of God.
Yeah.
Gay sex.
Is that...
What
really,
does God say about gay sex?
Is that
sex?
How you're supporting your Lord and Savior?
Hey... If you're yelling, hallelujah!
He died for he died for the sins I'm committing by fucking this little boy.
Do you think it's like when religious people, right before they eat a meal, they all hold hands and say grace? Do you think he's like...
saying grace right before...
Right, they're all like, there's two little kids tied down
and
the
he's
pastor's
all licking his
there.
Lips, just like,
oh,
time like, to say grace.
Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, fucking...
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, this one comes... That was horrible. This one comes out of Denver, Colorado. Disgraced evangelical leader Ted Haggard's former church disclosed Friday that the gay sex scandal that caused his downfall extends to a young male church volunteer who reported having a sexual relationship with Haggard.
That's why you can't do that shit. The kids will say something.
If you're gonna, like I've always said, if you're gonna do that, make sure it's a mute. Mm-hmm. A deaf mute, because then they won't hear you coming. Right. Coming? Right. That works on, like...
No.
A revelation! Much like Revelation in the last book of the Bible.
Yes.
Come on! A revelation that comes as Haggard tries to repair his public image. You know what actually will not help repair that?
Having sex with another boy.
Having gay sex with another boy. Especially a boy who is a church volunteer. Who is
Who else would it be?
Well, you don't... it doesn't have to be a boy. Granted, that would be a crime of... what's it called when it's just right there, handy? A crime of necessity, maybe?
Or, I don't know. Yeah,
but, I mean, there's... You could have worked your way into Sunday school. And you could have had your pickings right there. Yes. Whole class. I mean,
don't care that much.
Who are they going to believe? A nice, respectful pastor, man of God, or some little whiny, snivelly brat? I mean, come on.
No, they're totally going to listen to the kid.
Oh.
They always do.
And why is that?
Well, because they're that young. I mean,
and?
I don't know.
Because you guys have just kind of a little bit of a bad reputation when it comes to putting your penises where it does not belong.
Yeah, if a little kid who probably doesn't... how old is this kid, does it say?
The guy or the child?
The child that he had sex with.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Brady Boyd, who succeeded Haggard as senior pastor of the 10,000-member New Life Church in Colorado Springs. You know what that kind of sounds like?
Fresh Life Church.
You know who goes there?
I think
there?
There's a New Life Church here, though.
Probably. There's a...
It's like a chain of them.
Everywhere.
It's like Wendy's of churches.
That church by your house has a sign on it with a phone number that says, hey,
have prayer needs?
You can text message what you want us to pray for.
And we'll pray
for it. And I did that. I was like, this was back when we got nominated for the mature category of the podcast awards. And I sent a text message and I was like, can you please pray that the Jam Hole wins the mature category of the podcast awards? And you know what happened?
Hmm.
Where were you, God?
Huh? My six, did you?
Not at all.
I didn't see
it. Not at all. You know, I was baptized. I went through confirmation. I
of all the times I needed
you, I went
you,
through
you
preschool
know?
Through eighth grade serving you. Why hast thou forsaken me,
everything
Lord?
Everything you've asked of me.
You forsook me.
Forsook.
Oh, fun. He told the Associated Press that the man came forward to church officials in late 2006, shortly after a Denver male prostitute claimed to have had a 3-year cash for sex relationship with Haggard. Cash
what?
For sex. That
right.
means I'll pay you and you let me put my penis in your butthole.
Wait.
But I'll pay you.
With who?
With this male prostitute.
Oh, okay. Along on
so
the
that
side.
So that was the first thing.
Right. And then he's like, well, I don't
he's
like.
He's like, why pay for this when I can just go fuck these kids
yeah, why
for free?
Pay for a dirty prostitute when I can
hey,
just fuck a kid at work?
Little thing know? I like to say, why pay for the milk when you got the cow for free? Or, yeah, I think that's how I used to say it. no?
I think that's
why pay for sex when you have the pro. I don't know. Boyd said, quote...
Yeah, but the cow is underage, so you can't do it. Doesn't work.
Well, then it's veal.
Right.
Then that just means it's sweeter.
True. But veals don't have... Veal doesn't have milk. I mean, they're too young for that.
Right.
Right.
Then it's a good thing I'm not fucking the cow for milk, isn't it?
That's true. Okay.
God. Boyd said an overwhelming pool of evidence pointed to an... an overwhelming pool of evidence all over the floor over there. Oh, it's semen. Pointed to an imperfect... Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think the paper does that on purpose?
Probably,
they're like,
yeah.
How can we say this? An overwhelming pool of
no, there's
evidence.
No way. That totally... I bet that's totally by accident.
Really? Totally yeah, happenstance?
Yeah. I don't think...
Total
the people
synchronicity?
Who write for, you know, newspapers would even think of that, really.
Hey, they're just like you and me.
They're just writing the shit, though. I don't think they really put
except
that much
not
pride.
As, not as funny, but... Right. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they intentionally put jokes in their writing. They're just
I think sometimes they try to.
Yeah,
I think
sometimes,
they try
well,
to.
Well, yeah, the cheesy puns and
right.
the titles and stuff.
Pointed to an inappropriate consensual sexual relationship. So he's like, dude, the kid said yes. I got it right here. It's a little note written in crayon.
Got a waiver here.
Right.
It's all written out.
That went on for a long period of time. It wasn't a one-time act. A sister act, if you will. Uh-huh. Whoopee? No? Boyd said the man was in it. Come on! Fuck you, Brayden.
I don't know what you're referring to.
You've never seen the movie Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg?
No.
Sister Act 2?
Uh-uh.
Sister Act 3?
Yeah. What is... Well, that sounds like a movie
it's
I would
stupid.
Never want to see.
Yeah, never mind. He said the man was in his early 20s at the time. He said he was certain the man was of legal age when it began. Reached Friday night, Haggard declined to comment and said all interviews would have to be arranged through a publicist for HBO, which is airing a documentary about him this month.
MDS says Sister Act was not deserving of a ding. Take it back.
That was funny.
Whatever.
Because he's gay and he's like, call sister and then whoopee. No? Fine. I take it back. Fuck you all. That's weird that HBO's doing a document. Well, maybe not.
No, I can see that.
True Blood's over.
Yeah.
Deadwood ended a long time ago.
What else does HBO have?
What was that one show we were watching for a while? Generation Kill? Was that on HBO?
Yeah,
that
was
Showtime.
That hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That just seems weird. It's almost like you're publicizing it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I know you guys want to comment about me having inappropriate consensual sexual relationships with this little boy and this male prostitute.
I do, yeah.
But you'll have to contact my publicist. Yeah,
oh.
He works for HBO, no big deal. Like, really? That I don't know. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Boyd
what
said,
is he doing with the publicist in the first place?
Well, you know, it's popular. It's in the media nowadays. You know, priests fucking little kids. Little kids are coming forward and or not. And I don't know. Maybe it's like that real sex thing or something. Yeah. They're like, or what was that it's one? Taxi cab confessions. Right. It's just like the new hot thing nowadays. It's like it's
new
it's,
life church confessions.
Exactly. It's the in thing. If you're a pastor of a church, the thing and your flock, so to speak, is waning. Mm-hmm. The thing to do is to get into a sex scandal that will in turn attract publicity for your church, which will make people want to go.
But it's bad publicity. Hey. Why would you want to go to a church when one of the pastors is fucking kids?
Wouldn't you? Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't?
I'd teach that little brat a lesson. That's why. I'd be like, now, you ever want to go back to this church again? He's like, all right, then you do what the fuck I say. No more crying. No more wet in the bed. You eat all your food, or else. You know
penis
what I mean.
In the butt, you
full
know.
Sex. That's you know. Right. That's it. Perfect. How else would you
probably,
discipline your child?
That would discipline a child.
If I had a child, that would be exactly how I would discipline him. Yeah. Like, you want to go back to church? Uh-uh. Well, then shut the fuck up. Problem solved.
That's a good way to get kids to grow up not wanting to go to church.
There it is.
And to making them more like us, hopefully.
Problem solved, man. Yeah. What good has religion done besides giving hope to hopeless people?
Right. And
which is
having
fine.
Having kids get raped.
That's fine if you need that. But you should have enough sense to know that you made choices that got yourself into that position. And even though you have nothing else to lose, turning to a fictional character is not... Yeah. I mean, granted, it helps people.
Well, yeah,
but you should take it worth just that. It's just something to help motivate you to do better.
There's definitely a lot of people that use that for hope, and I'm, you know...
Right, but
it
there's
works
more
for
that
yeah, there's
use
more
it for an excuse.
Or just to make money, or, you know,
or
power.
To go do fucked up shit and be like, I can do whatever, and just say I'm sorry and I'm forgiven, and boom, up to heaven I go.
I mean, usually people use it, you know... for wrong reasons, instead of just, you know, actually using it like it was, you would think it should be. But then again, I'm pretty sure religion was created to do what people are using it for, pretty much.
It would
which
be,
is just to make money and control people.
Right, a business. It would be interesting to go back in time to the very point at where religion was first thought of.
Yeah.
And be like, what was the ulterior motive for you guys to create this lie? Like, I would be very interested
well, I've heard
to
it
see.
Was a tactic to gain control.
Well,
of,
that makes sense.
You know,
lull the masses.
Right, I mean, scare them into
exactly.
a certain
fear,
way of thinking.
Fear
and,
is the greatest tactic to control a group of people.
I mean, look at what they're doing. They're scaring people into believing this way, otherwise they'll go to hell,
right?
Right?
Like the whole...
So,
like
that
the
way,
whole...
if they believe what they're thinking, they can just make them do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Because they're making up all of this, you know?
It's like the whole desecration of the Holy Communion thing. They're scaring you by saying, oh, you'll get excommunicated,
right.
And the only way to get back in the church if you do something that bad is to have the Pope himself reinstate you.
Yeah.
So you scare people by saying, oh, you'll never be saved again. They hope that people will stop doing that.
Right,
when in all reality, it's just a shitty cracker and some nasty mad dog
like,
2020.
It's almost like they're using reverse psychology.
It is. It's exactly
they're
that.
Like,
it's,
yeah, exactly.
They're
Don't...
treating society as a whole as a 5-year-old child.
Right.
And they're using those same psychological tactics on them, and it works.
Oh, totally.
Which is why they continue to do so.
Yeah. Well, it's because everyone
sad.
Is just... I don't know.
It's horrible.
It's so easy because it's so just
it's
ingrained
such an easy
into
cop out.
One, it's so
it's
ingrained
called
into
faith.
People.
Like no shit. It's I don't know. It just seems like such an easy cop out. When why bother working and trying to be intelligent to reach an end when you can just say, oh, it's all in God's hands. It's a cop out. That's all it is.
I also kind of think maybe it's just a lot of people's ways of an easy answer because they're too lazy or too stupid to like want to search for the right answer or what they think is right.
Cop
so
out.
They just so they just believe that.
Yep. That's whatever. Sad. Boyd said the church reached a legal settlement to pay the man for counseling and college tuition, with one condition being that none of the parties involved discuss the matter publicly. That seems really fucking shady.
Yeah,
they're
that's
like,
kind of sketchy.
We know our creepy fucking reverend fucked you in the asshole.
But you can't talk
How
about it.
How about we put you through college and pay for your counseling and you never tell anybody? That's the equivalent of creepy Uncle Tom saying, hey, I know I just touched you inappropriately, but I'll give you some candy and it'll be our little secret. Right. That's exactly what the fuck they did, and that's fucked up.
Well,
but
do you think they're going to fire that pastor? No.
If you're a kid.
They're totally covering it up.
If you're a kid in that. Well, no, because he's got his own fucking HBO special.
True.
Why would we fire that? What kind of people that's going to bring to our church and what kind of fucking money they're going to have to put into our offering baskets? Do you know how much bigger and more glorious and majestic we can make our church?
I don't understand how people want to do that in a church with someone who is doing that.
Hey.
Like, I know it's
publicity, check this out. Think of it from this way. If you're... Me and you are married. We have three kids. We're working our asses off. But as you know, we're in a Great Depression right now.
Right.
Iceland, what was that country that just, or that place that just
Iceland.
Went under?
Yeah,
they're gone.
It's
crumbling. Economies are crumbling.
They're the first one to go.
The larger ones, the U.S., the Euros, all that
shit,
they'll be the last ones to crumble, granted, but it will eventually. So times are rough, right? There's no possible way we can afford to put our kids through college.
Mm-hmm.
You see this.
Right.
We bring our kids to this church. We let Reverend Ted Haggard freaky guy here finger bang our kids. Boom. Instant one-way ticket to free college tuition.
Yeah.
Although
for us parents, I mean, yeah, maybe your kid has
college money,
but he's going to be too fucked up in the head from being raped when he was
a kid. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because they just so happen to also pay for counseling.
Wow.
Problem solved. Hey. I don't want my kids to have the same shitty life we had, you know?
I don't know if counseling's going to fix all the problems he's going to have from that, though.
You know, it won't even matter. They're young enough, they won't even remember it.
Yeah.
And hey, part of that counseling, maybe we get them a little hypnotherapy. Boom. Problem solved.
Oh, no.
Do you want our kids to have a college education or not? Because you're a deadbeat husband. I slave my fucking ass off.
Even if our fucking kids go to college, what are they going to do? They're just going to be working the same shitty job we do.
Hey, at least we say we tried. And that is good enough for the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Boyd said a Colorado Springs TV station reached him Thursday to say the young man was planning to provide a detailed report of his relationship with Haggard to the station. Detailed. Boyd said the church preferred to keep the matter private, but it was the man's decision to go public. Really, church? You mean you actually don't want people to know that the people you have preaching are actually molesting kids and having gay sex? Huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd want to publicize the holy living shit out of that.
Oh, sure. Wouldn't you want everyone to know that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know I would.
Yeah.
The disclosure comes as Haggard, who's 52 years old, is about to give a series of high-profile interviews to promote the cable documentary about his time in exile. Ooh. Exile or sexile? Ah, there it is. Come on. Sexile? Because he's... He's scheduled to appear on CNN's Larry King Live. Go fuck yourself, Braden. On Thursday, the date of the documentary's premiere, and already has taped the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Already?
He's doing the circuit.
He's got it.
Finger
He's
bangs.
He's hitting all the big ones.
So if you fuck a little kid, can we take the show on the road?
Fucking A.
We might have to.
Someone
you out
needs
of
to
jail.
Become a pasture.
Fucking A. A pasture? Wow. Was that a cow joke?
Yes.
Okay. Just say yes. A Lewis pasture? Funny. In early 07, New Life Church disclosed that an investigation uncovered new evidence that Haggard engaged in, quote, sordid conversation and, quote, improper relationships. See, like,
it's improper.
This is proper.
Right.
This is improper.
It goes to female connector.
But didn't go into detail. Earlier, a church board member said there was no evidence that Haggard had sexual relations with anyone but Mike Jones, the former male prostitute. He's like, you can't prove that shit. No. That little kid's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
I saw him reaching into the offering basket.
He's got it out for me. He hates me. He's a little fucking brat.
He's been eyeing me ever since day one.
Yeah, he just wants me gone, I think. I didn't touch him once.
I know. Not even once. Haggard confessed to an undisclosed sexual immorality after Jones' allegations and resigned as president of the National Association of Evangelicals and from New Life Church, where he faced being fired. Wow, creep! You were actually president of the National Association of Evangelicals?
Well, that makes me feel even better about religion.
Holy Christ! Really, God? Like, there was nobody else.
Yeah.
I know Al Sharpton wasn't doing fuck all.
Could you not? Did you not know? Like, you think God, all knowing, would know that this
okay,
dude.
Okay, so with that line of logic, if God is all knowing, right, then he must know about that, then he must have been A-okay with it.
He didn't do anything, did he?
That's fucked
well,
up.
Well, hey, you know what, Matt?
Hey.
God works in mysterious ways.
It's called faith, Brady. Yeah. It's called faith.
It's called faith for
hey,
a reason.
Hey, you know who else had faith?
Who's that?
George Michaels.
Yeah.
You know what George Michaels got caught doing?
No, what's that?
He got caught jerking off to some little kid, wasn't it? Or he got caught jerking off something.
I'm not sure.
Weird coincidence? I think not. someone in the chat, find out. Now I'm curious. TheJamhole.com/feedback. Figure out, or if you guys know, what was it that George Michael got caught jerking off? Oh, Philly Phil. What? Oh, Filthy Phil. he says he got caught jacking off in a public restroom, I think. So, same idea, sexual.
Should have used a fucking, you know, stall, not the fucking urinal you stand in front of.
Oh, no shit. Sexual deviancy. That it's the same fucking thing.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's called faith. Good faith, the faith, the faith, the spread em.
It's either that or they're like, God told me to. God was telling me.
One unknown says, in a park, banging his thing. It was something like that. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. Do you remember George Michaels?
A little bit.
Remember Boy George?
Yes, sadly. God.
Oh,
whatever happened to him? He just disappeared? Finally.
Yeah, something.
Die
I don't
or
know.
Something?
Anticipating criticism of the settlement with the former church volunteer, Boyd said Friday that it was in the best interests of all involved to just keep quiet.
Yeah, to just, you know,
that's what creepy Uncle Tom says. Like, hey, it's in the best interest of everyone involved.
If we just keep it a secret.
If you just keep this between you and me. Or in you, between me. Like, in,
okay.
In you, right. He would not name the volunteer or the settlement amount. How much do you think he got? How much would it take for you to keep quiet? Let's say hypothetically.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
I'm in church.
We went to church.
Right.
Like, say when we were at the Fresh Life Church.
Okay.
Right. And I went to the bathroom. Uh-huh. I come back. You're gone.
Right.
I go outside. I'm waiting in the car. All of a sudden, you come running out just crying, mascara all running and
okay.
shit. Fucking pants like halfway around your ankles. Just a fucking mess. How much would it take for you to just not just shut the fuck up about
God,
it? Hey,
so
our little secret.
So much money.
100,000?
Oh, way more.
More than that?
Way more.
Really?
Yeah.
Before you were like, Matt, let's go to KCFW right now.
Yes. Like, way more.
That's
like,
our news station.
I'd rather just, you
a
know,
mill?
Yeah, maybe for,
I'd take it.
I'd, a mil I'd, for sure.
Nowadays, I don't know, though. If
maybe
it was
2
in,
mil.
If it was in, like, euros or British pounds,
right.
I'd do
2 mil American.
Yeah, I'd take one for the team for
yeah,
2 mil
for
American.
2 mil, yeah.
Absolutely. Do I get to pick which religion?
I don't know.
Because some are gentler than others.
Right.
I don't know if you
some
know this.
Some of them treat you a little better.
Right.
When they rape you.
Right. I'd definitely not go for the Catholic.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be my last choice.
Right.
If I had a choice. Boyd said he had spoken to the man once and came away with the impression that he was speaking out because of the documentary. Quote, I think what caused this young man to be a bit aggravated was a penis in his butt.
Maybe.
Just a shot in the dark.
That might have bothered him a little.
It was Ted being seen as a victim when he himself had experienced a great deal of hurt.
Really?
Mostly in this area.
Yeah.
In and
the asshole.
This area,
yeah.
And right here in my heart. Oh, man, that's sad. That's a visual thing. Jamhole.com/live video if you'd care to catch the next live show. Boyd said, quote, I seriously doubt this man would have come forward if the documentary had not been made. Really? Like, he would have just kept his mouth shut, enjoyed his paid college tuition, and
yeah.
psychological treatments for the rest of his fucking life.
Right.
That's going to make him grow up to be a pastor and do the same thing.
Yep.
It's one huge cycle. It's just like the kid that gets raised by his dad and dad beats him.
Well,
he grows up and has kids and beats his kids. And then those kids grow up and have kids, and guess what they do? They beat their kids. And
even if they don't follow exact same footsteps, it's still along the lines of that. It's not good. I mean,
there's some shit not quite.
If you do something fucked up to them, they're going to do something fucked up when they grow up, regardless of what it is.
Exactly. You grew up to be a serial killer, which is fine. We could use, it's been a while since we've had a good prolific serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these just single murders, murder suicides.
No one has any good follow through anymore.
No one's like, going for numbers.
I know.
No one's trying anymore. Everyone's getting fat and lazy. It's like, get out there and kill some people.
You're taking the art out of it, you know? It's like, no, there's no creativity.
There's no
art
or creativity in just killing someone and then getting caught. No, you got to kill, 20, 30, 40 people and then get caught. That's something.
You gotta wear their face as a mask while you do your little cookie dance and shit. I mean, come on. No creativity.
Yeah, you gotta do something new.
Very disappointed. Let's finish this up here. Spokeswoman for the documentary, which is called The Trials of Ted Haggard, declined to comment Friday. The national director of SNAP, the survivor.
Oh, SNAP.
Oh, you know what SNAP stands for?
What's that?
The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
What?
Or SNAP.
Wow, I like that one.
Do you think they're like, so what organization do you represent? And they're just like, no, you didn't. They just snap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fantastic. I'm really glad that I live in a time and a society that we have such a thing as SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
It's sad that there's actually that happens enough that there needs to be a whole fucking group dedicated to
it. Viola Chick says, oh, God, poor acronym choice.
Yeah.
Why do they make it so easy to mock? Do you that's so great.
It's true.
Because it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Right, yeah.
And, I mean, what's the first thing you say? If your friend came up to you and you were like, man, I just got my butthole plundered by a priest. You're like, oh, snap.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That is brilliant. Which has largely focused on the Catholic sexual abuse scandals, but also speaks out on cases involving Protestant clergy. We won't discriminate,
We don't discriminate.
We prefer the Catholic ones because, Lord knows, they're the creepies.
But we will hit
the other side of it every now and then. It doesn't happen as much.
Gotta be fair.
Hey, both sides of the fence, my friend. They said the new disclosures about Haggard are more disturbing because they involves a church volunteer. Quote, technically, legally, they were both adults. It really, when you get up to heaven and God's like, I'd let you in except for that whole finger-banging your little boy thing.
In that prostitute.
And you're going to be like, well, technically, God, legally, we were both adults.
We called it even. We worked it out.
Well, in that case, come on in.
Yeah.
I
made a mistake and we worked it out, giving some money.
That's fucking ridiculous. By definition, any sexual contact between a congregant and minister is inherently abusive and manipulative. Really? You have to be told this, adult? Pastor? Leader of a flock of lost children of God?
The one place you would think would be safe?
Because you're in a position of power, any sexual contact between you and them might be a little manipulative and inherently abusive. It might be. Not saying it is. There's a good possibility it might be. Amazing. Fucking amazing. Yeah. Yes, girl who wishes or who asked if I was religious. Yes, I am.
Now I am.
I am now. Boy, you sure changed my fucking mind.
Jesus.
God gave you a beautiful goddess, Lupus, and this guy gets to go fuck his congregation. Fantastic. That's the equivalent of the shepherd having sex with his sheep.
Yeah.
If you will. In an AP interview this month before an appearance in front of TV critics in California, Hager described his sexuality as complex and something that can't be put into stereotypical boxes. Well, if one of the boxes says straight and one of the boxes says gay, you would check the box that says gay.
Right.
And you know what else I've heard described as complex or complicated?
Huh.
our friend Rod.
Yeah.
On his Facebook. Yeah, his relationship. It's complicated. It's complicated because she doesn't like you anymore, but you keep stalking her and calling any guy that tries to take her out on a date and trying to scare the holy living shit
Searching
out of him.
Searching through her phone to find Matt.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
happening. By complicated, you mean it's over.
Right. All right. And that is it for that story. What do you got for us here? Episode 146, please.
This one is called Viking Killing of Woman and Son.
Really?
Viking Killing.
Viking Killing. Yeah. Speaking of creativity.
Right. Huh. This is something new.
I don't think we've had a story where a Viking has killed anybody yet.
I don't know if it's a Viking.
Really?
But it's a Viking style.
Oh, okay.
Like, the ceremonies. Like, I think Vikings, like burn the body after they die.
He made a raft and put the bodies on it, lit them up, and let them go out to sea.
Yep, exactly.
Very nice.
I think that's what it is.
Please.
A 65-year-old man has been jailed for life for killing his partner and their son before laying him out in a Viking-style ritual.
MDS says, my name is Rod. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
And one for you, sir.
James Conan strangled Christy O'Connell, 21, before stabbing her 20 times. He then played with their 4-year-old son, Patrick, before smothering him.
Okay, so this dude is how old?
64.
And his...
Or 65.
And his girlfriend? This is his girlfriend?
Or wife, or says partner.
And
so.
She's how old?
She is 21.
Pardon?
21.
She's 60 what?
She's 21.
He's 65 and
she's
what?
She's 21.
Pardon?
She's 21.
He's how old?
He's 65.
Pardon?
65.
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm hearing you right.
He stabbed her almost as many times as she is old.
Hey, one for each year, right?
Yes, yeah.
Said spanking. I thought you said shanking. Oh, fuck my life. Fuck me.
I didn't realize you said spankings until I got to 20 and I said.
I have a just real quick question here.
What's that?
What's a 21-year-old doing with a 65-year-old?
Yeah.
Just curious.
With
I just was curious. Because he doesn't look like he has a lot of money, and that could be the only possible legitimate reason I could think of
why she
would want to be with him.
Whoa. Miss O'Connell became pregnant with Patrick. Age 17.
When she was 17?
When she was 17.
Of course. That's par for the course. No surprise there.
Been with her for a little while.
Is it his kid?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Oh. That just kind of blew me away that...
Well, yeah. He then played with their 4-year-old son, Patrick, before smothering their 4-year-old son.
Really? So he knocked up a 17-year-old when he was 44?
Yeah.
If my math is close?
Ish.
Ish? Wow, yep. Dude. Wow.
This guy was
kind of maybe sort of just a little bit weird when I was 27 dating a 17-year-old that was just turning 18.
Right.
Like, dude.
You think that's bad.
Dude. Yeah. Bro.
Bro?
Bro.
Okay,
hold
listen.
On. We got to have a little bro to bro
dude,
here
are you
real
cool?
Quick. Hey. Everything cool? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Do you need my assistance?
I don't think you're cool, bro.
Shazam says, I wouldn't fuck a 65-year-old, and I'm well over 21. And also, if you guys follow her on Twitter, you will know that she is a sex machine. So when she says that, like, yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
They were found at a flat
Hey,
in-
hold on real quick. Weekends,
okay.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. I'm gonna take a trip to where Shazam lives,
yeah,
and we're just gonna do it for like the whole weekend, just nonstop, and then I'm gonna come back.
Nice.
Okay.
I just
want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So P.O. Box 3652 Kalispell, Montana 59903. You can go ahead and just send me those plane tickets, and yeah, I'll see you soon.
They were found at a flat in Wolford Close, to Winchester in August 2007. Patrick's body had a torch in one hand.
Huh.
Conan was told he must serve a minimum of 16 years.
Conan, like...
The Barbarian.
The Barbarian or, like, the awful, kind of totally not funny late-night TV show host?
I think Conan the Barbarian, because he's acting like a barbarian from...
No, he's acting like a Viking, which, if you would recall, your social studies is quite different from a Viking.
I was just relating his name to the act that he did. Okay. That's all.
Gotcha. MDS says, just bring a toaster. Nice.
He pleaded guilty to murdering Miss O'Connell and to manslaughter of Patrick due to diminished responsibility.
Huh.
The court was told Miss O'Connell had found out Conan was having an affair with another young woman, and she told him to leave the flat.
Where do you live, dude?
How are you getting this?
I'm 28, and I can't even find a fucking chick. Like, you're 65!
And you can get
17-year-olds. You're banging them left and right. What the fuck? Fuck, am I doing wrong?
Killing him and banging him, and he's still... You're
do
not
I
even...
just need to wait till I'm 65?
And then
I don't
kill
understand.
Him once you
I'm in my prime.
Right.
I'm Optimus Prime here. I'm ready to transform some shit. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It doesn't count if you slip him roofies, does it?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Because if it they does, then I'm doing all right. But, I mean, if it doesn't, then...
I mean, they didn't say any certain technique was required. I mean,
no, I guess. So. Have you watched National Lampoon's Stoned Age yet?
No,
really. It's a dumb movie, but it's entertaining. There's some pretty good parts. There's a lot of like what we used to joke about taking it back to the Stone Age days and just bricking a bitch over the head and dragging her home. Like,
really?
There's a lot of that because they're all Neanderthals and shit. And it was pretty funny.
That's
that just
weird.
Reminded me of that.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
He must be preying on, like, desperate drug addicts or something.
I
cannot
They're just
fathom.
Troubled teens, obviously. Like.
Well, right, but I'm saying you have to have something that they desperately need. Like, you're really dope sick or something, and here comes the fucking dope man.
Well, no, I think what it is that... They have
he's
like
a
bad childhood, like they got abused or something, or just something really shitty. And this guy is like, well, I'll protect you. I'll feed you. I'll keep you safe. I'll take
really?
Care of you. And then this happens.
He doesn't seem that. I don't know. Just from
I don't
the
know.
Picture,
I'm guessing all these people are like manipulative, like control freaks. All of them.
Oh, he used to be a pastor.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
totally understandable.
Totally. All right. On the 3rd of August.
Filthy Phil says, serious daddy issues? Was she a stripper? That could be. Maybe. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. On August 3rd, Conan, whose original surname was Walsh, killed Miss O'Connell and severed her jugular vein before lighting a cigarette and playing with Patrick, known as PJ, for a half an hour.
What do you think they did? Finger painted? Nice.
Yes.
He just like fucking slits her throat, lights up a smoke, and is like, "All right, let's play some Wii bowling."
Yes, come on, son.
Oh man, that's fun.
Now you know how to party right.
No shit, that's how you do it.
That's how you party right.
But then he killed the kid.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, are you gonna raise him? No, you're
no,
not. Let's
totally.
Be let's be honest.
Do you
here.
Think he really wanted the kid in the first place?
No,
like probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You're 60. What? Oh yeah. No, you definitely.
He's like,
don't.
Well, I'm just gonna kill this bitch when I have an affair.
Right.
Move on. So I'll just kill him too.
Might as well. Hey, no strings, no loose ends. That's amazing. Hey. Go 2009.
Yeah, this is
so far. Hey,
on the up and up.
So far, so good.
Yeah, you can say that. This is a good start to the first month of the year.
Way to go, guys. Way to go.
Afterwards, he took him to the main bedroom of their council flat, smothered him with a pillow, and bathed him. The youngster was then taken back to his room and laid out ceremoniously with items.
Ceremoniously?
Yeah.
Sound it out, bud. All of them. All the syllables and vowels and consonants. All of them.
That was good enough.
Almost.
Yeah. I'm lazy, obviously.
Obviously. Or illiterate. I'm still trying to figure it out.
How are your other co-hosts at reading so far?
I don't know. I tuned them out. I haven't had another co-host here in a while, so.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been
Where's
doing
Ben
it late.
At?
I don't know.
He hasn't even
He
called
me
you.
Once a while ago, and I just, I don't know. Just didn't no, he was. I was still. I had enough of him from the few times before. Like I was still like.
Sound like you were.
I'm good.
It seemed like you were okay with doing the show with him, though.
Well, yeah, I was, but then it just he's like hanging out here, and I'm like, okay, show's over.
Time
you have a car.
Home.
You can leave now. Yeah. Like, yeah, it just. I don't know. So that's weird. That I don't know. Just the whole ceremony aspect of it. It's like he killed her. Played with the kid, but then smothered the kid.
Yeah.
But then, like, washed him all off.
Well, because that's the Viking thing. Like, okay, so he cleaned him out, and now he's laying him out, and he put a toy dagger in one hand, and a toy dagger and guns, and a torch in his hand.
Right, okay. Because you are a Viking warrior.
Right, you need your weapons.
Right, because when you go to hell, there's lots of demons you'll have to face.
Yeah. A note from Conan was also placed near the body. Stuart Jones, QC, prosecuting, said, "The ritual nature of laying out is bizarre. It's as if the little boy has been sent off for a journey."
Right. He's like, here's your weapons.
Yeah.
You need to go save the Princess Zelda. Now, she's being held in Ganon's castle. Here's the map. Here's the flute. You play this, warp levels.
Here's your bow and your sword.
Right,
and
your boomerang.
Right, and your green hat.
Right, and your... Yeah.
Here's some rupees.
And what game is that from?
You said the name of it.
Zelda.
Yeah, you said the name.
Thank you.
God, this is kind of just going on. I don't know. This might be it. Oh, no, that looks... Okay. He told the court Conan had changed his name because it had significance to the Nordic legend.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. We're huge Schwarzenegger fans here.
Mr. Jones, QC, added, "This may go some way to explain the boy being laid out." Really? Police officers went to the property after Miss O'Connell family reported them both missing for several days.
Yeah.
The court was told Conan answered the door and said he had killed the pair.
Wait, hold on, pardon?
He answered the door and said he killed the pair.
Okay, like, knock, 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 knock.
It's like, hi.
Hi, have you seen these people?
Yeah, I killed them.
Okay. Thank you. Wait, what?
What?
Holy Christ.
Conan, a widower, had met Miss O'Connell when she was a schoolgirl.
Right.
They were neighbors, and her mother had taken pity on him and his mentally ill wife, who has since died. Miss O'Connell's mother would cook them meals and that her daughter would take over. Mr. Jones.
Oh,
yeah, so
I'm kind of seeing it now.
Right,
he
was not his wife. Shit going down with his wife.
Right, he
They're
played
helping him.
The pity card.
Yes,
the girl's mom was like, "Here, bring these over to nice." Yeah. She brings the food. Our Miss Connell's like, "Hey, baby, you want to come see my old war wounds?" And she's like, "Uh huh."
You think?
Because you know her life's not exactly all peaches and cream either. So
right.
Mr. That's sad, you know?
Yeah.
You see what happens when you build projects and you make people live all shitty? Shitty shit happens.
Shitty shit happens.
That's right. You make people live shitty shit happens.
When you do shit happens.
Shit happens.
Mr. Jones said that soon Miss O'Connell and her friends were smoking and drinking at Conan's house, and age 17, she became pregnant by Conan. She hid the pregnancy and the identity of the father from her family, but when Miss O'Connell was... given a council flat, Conan moved in despite opposition from the family.
Huh.
Yeah.
She's like, so he's just going to move in because we're banging now.
Right.
Oh, okay. I guess it's less of a walk to bring him food.
Friends of Miss O'Connell who hoped to study law at university said that obsessive Conan was controlling and never let her out alone.
Huh.
So he's like, I bet he's like controlling, manipulative, like.
Just like we said.
Yeah, like just totally.
Perfect
That's
profile.
The only way to get her his, pretty much, I would think.
Pretty much.
After finding out he had been having an affair, the couple argued, and Conan then suffered paroxysms. I don't even know.
Sound it out, bro.
I don't even know. Paroxysms of jealous, right? Do you even
paroxysms?
Know? Paroxysms?
I don't know.
Of jealous and thwarted rage, which led to the attack.
Right.
Right.
Generally.
Yeah.
Why did you attack? Oh, I was just so happy and calm and serene.
Loved her.
And Oh.
No, I was jealous and angry.
Duh.
What other feelings is there behind
that's
it?
That's so awesome. Okay, hold on. Neither of us can do wrong, so let's just calm down.
Yeah.
save the hate for the haters. And MDS says paroxysms. Paroxysms.
Paroxysms?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You could go ahead and Google that for me.
That is a word I've never seen before.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah, pretty much.
Care to finish it up?
Just a couple more lines. The court was told three doctors agreed Conan had suffered a temporary abnormality of mind when he killed Miss O'Connell.
No!
What?
No!
No, don't do that! Don't play that
card! Is that your professional opinion?
Don't do that.
No, I was totally sane and normal. Hey, she was just a bitch.
Justice
she
Royce.
She just pissed me off.
Yeah, Justice Royce told Conan his crimes were terrible offenses. He added, "You're in the autumn of your days. Christy and Patrick had their lives stretching out before them, lives that you cruelly and selfishly and unforgivingly cut short by you."
No.
In a statement shortly after her death, Miss O'Connell's family described her as a devoted mother and a much-loved daughter.
Uh-huh, they always do.
Of course,
she could have been the biggest, most raunchiest cunt in the world. As soon as they died, they instantly become saints.
Yeah, of course.
They were perfect.
Well,
hey,
just like,
remember Jesus? Kind of like that, but a female.
Yeah, well, like, when one of my friends died...
Except for she's not getting up after 3 days.
A good example is, like, when one of my friends died last year, and we went to the wake, tons of people that were friends with him anymore,
totally.
Or didn't even like him, were there, and they're like, acting
that
sad.
That shit happened...
Like, what? You're not even friends with him.
Yeah, that shit happened when my dad died. We went at the funeral, and it was
everyone.
All the people from church.
Everyone
that
knew.
Yeah, just total hypocrites. Oh, we're so sorry if you ever need anything. We're always here for you. Never hear from
doesn't
them.
Doesn't matter if they like you or whatever.
No.
As long as they knew you at some
because
point
because they
want
to be there so other people can see them and be like,
that's so nice.
Fuck yourself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're like, go get fucked. Is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. What's the time, please?
1:30.
All right. Let me read this one, and then we'll probably get the fuck out.
Sounds
you got
good.
One more you want to do? Or
that was.
Are there any clues?
This one's pretty good story.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Let me get through. This one's really short. So.
And there's no clues.
Okay. Well, I'll do this one. You'll do one, then we'll get the fuck out. This one is called Toothy Raccoon Bit Off Manhood.
Okay. One more time.
Toothy raccoon.
Toothy raccoon.
Bit off.
Okay.
Manhood.
Are they trying to, like, crack some jokes
like
here?
A sweatshirt, like a hoodie?
Right.
That a man is wearing? Like a mouthy raccoon? He just, like, jumped up and just bit his hood off?
No.
I think manhood, a.k.a.
a penis.
A penis.
Yeah.
Why would you... Like, out of all the animals in God's great kingdom of animals, a raccoon?
And you managed your penis to get attacked by that?
But I'm just saying, like, out of all the animals, raccoons are mean, nasty creatures.
Well, and you can't just go to the store and get a raccoon or just go, hey, there's a raccoon in that field, like...
Right.
They're kind of, you know, scavengers. You don't really see them around.
You'd have to, like, lure them with a whole bunch of trash and stuff. You'd have to lay down naked and have your mates put a bunch of trash on you and hope the raccoons...
Right, would, like,
and then
up
you
to
can
your
be
penis.
Like, gotcha! Oh, fuck! Oh,
God!
Get up! Oh, man!
Jable says, did he dip his dick in peanut butter?
I was just gonna read that. That's so awesome. Oh, fun. A feisty raccoon has bitten off a pervert's penis as he was trying to rape the animal.
How do you rape a raccoon, man?
Well, if the raccoon says no...
Keep your penis away!
I'm telling you, if it says no and you insist and the raccoon is like, no, dude, I said no, and you do it, then that's rape.
See, I think the raccoon's kind of playing hard to get because I don't think when he went up to it that he was like, straight up with him, been like, no, I don't want to fuck. Like, I think he went up to fuck it, and it's like,
he
no,
went
what
up
are you
to
doing?
It,
I don't
like,
know. And then he starts fucking it, and that's when
he just,
flips.
Like, turned around and was like, pow!
Pow! It's like, you should have said no, I didn't know.
Fucking coons, man.
Fucking coons.
I tell you what. Always getting in your trash.
Yeah, they're mischievous.
They are. They're fucking... They'll rob you.
Yeah.
They'll rob you blind.
For sure.
You may be like, hey, here's $100, go get me some weed. They will just take off with your $100.
Wait, we're talking.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Coons.
Really?
Right.
Is that right?
Alexander Kirillov.
I didn't know raccoons sold weed.
44 was on a drunken weekend with pals when he leapt on the terrified but toothy furball.
What do they mean, toothy?
I mean, raccoon toothy. Has a mouthful of teeth.
Right, but
toothy.
What, he's being toothy. Is that what they're saying?
I guess. Have you ever seen a raccoon be any other way?
I don't know.
That's weird that you're describing it as a toothy furball.
Yeah, I don't get what they mean by that.
He was toothy. Terrified, but toothy.
He's toothy.
You know who else is toothy?
Who's that?
Never mind.
Come on.
I don't remember her name.
Oh.
It was this girl that was friends with some of the kids at the bachelor party. It was totally inside joke, but she had kind of... fucked
this
up.
Nasty
grit.
Yeah, call her toothy.
Toothy. Never mind. I don't even know why I started that because nobody here would know that.
And,
you don't even know that.
No.
So I apologize for that. I like how that he was like, "What's your excuse? Oh, I was totally drunk."
Yeah,
obviously.
What else would it be?
I wouldn't fuck a coon sober.
obviously.
Fuck. I mean, I do have morals,
right.
And standards.
Yeah.
Quote: "When I saw the raccoon, I thought I'd have some fun," he told stunned casualty surgeons in Moscow. Is this Idaho?
Must be.
I don't know.
It's not Russia.
It is Russia.
Oh.
Alexander Kirillov. Right.
Got it.
Now Russian plastic surgeons are trying to restore his mangled manhood.
Hey.
You know,
enjoy
new
your
rule,
penis.
New rule. If you get your dick off fucking tore the fuck up from trying to fuck some dumbass shit like a fucking rabid ass, nasty ass, little furry ass, toothy ass raccoon.
If you get your dick fucked up from trying to fuck anything that doesn't want you to, then you don't get your dick back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You get the plastic surgeons get to turn it into a penis or into a vagina. I mean. That's all.
Yeah, that's like if
you don't get your penis back.
Right.
Because what are you going to do next week? Oh, I'm so drunk. Hey, there's a chinchilla. I'm going to go fuck it. And then it's going to...
So you go rape some chick and she has a knife that...
Or...
gets a knife, she cuts your dick off and you can
not
go
even.
Get your dick back? No.
Or what about this? You go and meet a girl and take her out and do the proper thing. Do you want to unleash that mangled plastic surgery mess of a Ken doll penis on some poor unsuspecting chick?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
He might have gotten a peeniplasty done while he was
no,
at it, though.
I'm sorry. You lose your penis if you do anything like this.
That's it.
No chances. I'm sorry. This isn't the three strike. This ain't baseball, as my father used to say.
No, you got one penis,
I ain't
you got
counting
one
to three.
Chance.
I'm counting to one, and then you're getting the fucking belt.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, man. Why even waste the time? Really? You abused it. You lose it,
You abuse it, you lose
it. Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, quote,
he's been told they can get things working again, but they can't sew back on what the raccoon bit off, said a friend. Nice friend. They're like, yeah, he'll be able to pee again, but that, 3 inches that the raccoon... ran off with.
Right, yeah,
that's gone.
That's, you're not getting that back.
Quote, that's gone forever, so there isn't going to be much for them to work with.
Mm.
Wow, friend, thanks.
Yeah.
Way to have my back, bro. They're like, dude, it wasn't that big to begin
it's
with.
It's like, well, that 3 inches he took was about all there was.
I know. So. All we can really do is make you a clitoris.
Yeah, I mean, we can make you a girl now.
But you can pee through it, I guess.
Right.
There'll be a little hole in it. That's it for that story. Just short and sweet. Don't try to have sex. If you're going to have sex with animals, I guess dogs are probably your best bet,
right.
Other than
dogs,
like cows or sheep. But like raccoons, that's like trying to fuck a spider. Like they're quick.
You don't want to fuck around with a cow because if you got kicked by a cow or something.
Well, you get kicked by a horse.
Well, yeah, you don't fuck a horse either.
People do.
Well... you should stick to dogs.
I'm just saying, how many bestiality movies have you seen that have involved a raccoon?
None.
Exactly. And you've seen a lot of bestiality movies.
Well, only in your extensive collection of it.
Well, I don't make you watch them, do I? You're
well,
like,
it's
huh.
Kind of,
Got any new?
It's kind of playing.
What
when
do
I
you
get
say?
Here.
The first words out of your mouth every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hey, got any new Beastie videos?
I'm that you got for my love.
I'm the Beastie Boy, son. I'm the Beastie Boy. It's time to get ill. All right, that is it for that story. Read us one more, and we'll get the fuck out of here.
This one is called "Accused Gunman Targeted Non-Whites, Jews in Spree."
Non-whites,
right?
So,
and
what
Jews.
Would that be then?
Anyone
blacks,
who's not white, anyone.
Mexicans, blacks,
right.
Cubans.
Yeah, anyone that's not...
Mother bitches.
And Jews, even though they're white.
Asians?
Yeah, Asians would be one
okay.
of them.
Okay. Blacks?
Right, got
right,
them.
Okay. That's, all right.
I think that's good.
Right. Huh. All
right.
Why would you target that? Like
I don't know, because you're a Nazi?
Really?
You think? Everyone...
Why would you be like that?
Killing people, killing ever. I don't know. He's only acting like Hitler.
I mean, people are people. People right. are all shit, mostly.
Right. No matter whether like, their color's white or...
Because white people are better? That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
all
on.
People are awful as
I
fuck.
Know. That just goes without saying. It just seems odd. I mean, learn from history, dude. Look.
Yeah, that's...
Who
know,
else?
So
who else can we fucking randomly think of that tried to do that completely right. fucking failed miserably? Well, he had a pretty good fucking start, but yeah. he failed in the long run.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. You're killing all of these different race people because they're bad people, supposedly, you think. Because
right.
of their race. Yet you're not
cast
one
bit better.
Cast
the first stone, my friend. Cast
yeah.
the first
you're
stone.
You're exactly the same.
You're no better than the people
yeah.
you've killed. You're no better than the coons you tried to fuck.
Right.
Raccoons.
Right.
Right. It's unbelievable. He's a big fat fuck, too.
I know. He's huge. He looks
like,
gnarly.
You're homeless. How do you fucking... How are you still so fat? I don't... What? Wow.
Who knows?
McDonald's just like throwing you guys double bacon
remember,
cheeseburgers or
in
what?
In the summer, there's that one big bitch that's homeless.
Yeah, but that's all layers, man. True. That's got to be mostly layers.
You think? I don't know. She looks kind of big, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She does always have that huge-ass coat on, and it's like summertime.
Yeah, see, Shazam knows you must limit oneself to domesticated animals.
Right.
Duh.
See? Yeah, because they're safer.
Right.
And they're
and
smaller.
If they start to bite, you can be like, no, and they know, because
right.
they're domesticated.
Yeah, and a dog can't do as much damage as like a horse or a cow can. You
exactly.
know?
Like, one unknown says, only animals won't judge him after that, except for raccoons. He knows they will.
Yeah.
That's right.
A Brockton man accused of killing two people and wounding a third told police he wanted to kill as many Jews, blacks, and non-white people as possible before turning the gun on himself.
Okay, dude, I've been ripped off by black people. I've known some Jews. They're fucking annoying.
Before. Yeah.
But you don't see me going around killing them.
No. And then not killing myself.
Right. Not unless I'm provoked or it's the last episode of the Jam Hole.
Right.
Which it is neither nor. Mm-hmm. Either or. What's up? Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
How are you? How's your life?
I don't know. It sounds like this guy thinks that just all these races are responsible for some bad shit. So he's
really
gonna, he's gonna do his part to, you know, try and thin out the herd before killing himself.
All these races, not people
yeah.
like you.
No, not white
right.
people.
No, of course not. Couldn't be.
You know, what's the majority of which run this country horribly?
Right. That is so backwards.
Although maybe our government will get a little darker now.
Hey, a little soul ain't never hurt nobody.
A little change, yeah.
Hey!
I got soul, brother.
I fucking hope so.
Keith Luke, 22, was arrested Wednesday, suspected of shooting three people on Clinton Street, killing two of them, including his former neighbor and a homeless man who was pushing a shopping cart filled with cans and leading police on a chase.
That guy
Brockton.
Is 22 years old?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit.
No.
That, wow. On thejamhole.com, I'll post these stories in the show notes. You guys gotta look at this guy. That is no fucking way, dude. That's crazy.
You think he's so fat because he tried to fucking eat his problems away before trying to shoot him away?
Wait, did he just eat the people after he shot them? Like,
did he just
eat
them?
Because
that
would make sense.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Luke's evil plan, by his own admission, had the defeated armed with a handgun, killing as many Jews, blacks, and Hispanics as humanly possible yesterday before killing himself.
With a handgun?
Yeah.
So, like, 17? at the most.
Right,
I mean,
not
how
that
many. How many bullets does your clip hold?
Well, how many clips did you bring?
Two at the most.
Well, yeah, tops. I mean,
so 24.
Right.
So what? Do you evenly distribute those between blacks, Jews,
well, and
Hispanics?
Well, and that's assuming it's one shot, you know, one kill.
Well, to maximize your efficiency, it'd have to be.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know,
don't
kid yourself. Who's
well,
this guy?
Considering
gonna...
you gut shoot one, then you just go and, like, slit their throat, so you're not
right.
wasting bullets.
True, but you think this guy's going to really do that?
So that's 24 max.
Max, yeah.
You didn't think this through very well, did you?
He only got three, and he only killed two of them.
And
I
he's
mean...
a big guy. You could have strapped a lot of explosives to your fat ass, dude. I mean, you could have done better.
Kitty!
You know what you did. Don't fucking look at me. Don't look at me just because he yelled at you. Sorry.
Luke purchased
discipline the cat.
A 9mm handgun and 200 rounds of ammunition about 6 months ago.
Also, unless you have those clips preloaded, you have, what, two, like I said?
Well, still,
you're a big fat fuck. What are you going to do, shoot a bunch of people?
Even if he
and
had...
then be like, hold on, guys, I got to reload my clips. Sit down, because you're fucking fat and you're having a hard time breathing. And you're like, one, two,
that doesn't
three.
Even matter, though,
like,
because
really?
He had a whole clip, and he only killed two people and hurt one other.
Well, then you fail, my friend.
It's like... Is it really, like, I can headshot motherfuckers left and right and Counter-Strike in Unreal Tournament?
No
like,
problem.
In real life, it'd be even easier. Like,
well,
actually
plus,
having the gun
you're not
with,
fat,
you know?
Though. Like, I'm picturing if I was going to go for maximum kill, I'm running through a crowded area, and I'm fucking point blank as I'm running,
right.
fucking boom, boom, fucking boom.
Yeah.
And I'm headshotting
definitely.
Each
Just,
one.
Yeah, every
He's
one.
Not running, obviously.
Obviously, no.
He's probably... fucking shaking and shit.
It's probably out of his
he probably,
mom's, you know, window.
He probably is having a hard time holding it because his hands are so fucking fat.
He can barely get his finger around the trigger without pulling it.
You should have picked a better way. That's all I'm saying.
Should have picked a better weapon for your largeness.
Should have picked a better life.
Should have just, you know, he should have just turned the gun on himself a long time ago, honestly. The first stop in Luke's plan was at his former apartment building at 103 Clinton Street, and his target was his former neighbor, Selma Goncalves, maybe, 20, prosecutors said. The woman's older sister answered the door. He was able to easily overpower the much smaller woman and handcuffed her hands behind her back. At this point, he proceeded to sodomize his poor girl for 20 to 25 minutes in her own apartment.
Oh, can you imagine getting it in the butthole by that thing
God.
For 20 to just, 25
just,
minutes?
You know, you hear a little knock on the door.
Who is it?
Fucking bam! Just handcuffs.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
I'm the juggernaut,
boom,
bitch!
Fucking handcuffs, fucking
instantly.
Spread them,
yeah.
and just sodom me for like 20
like
to
it.
25
yeah.
minutes.
He just,
honestly,
he answers
though,
the door, he busts it down.
Do you think he could go for 20 to 25 minutes straight? You know he stopped at least three or four times to take a breather. He's like,
right.
hold on, it's glandular, hold
I don't
on.
Know, he might have been running off all that adrenaline from sodomizing
It doesn't
someone.
Matter. You adrenaline or not, your heart can only
it's
beat
that
so much
movement,
with all
though.
That fat and all your arteries clogged to fuck.
Yeah, it's not moving that
no.
much.
It was sodomy in slow-mo is what that probably looked like. Oh, God, this feels so good. Oh,
well, yeah, it's
oh,
obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, it had, yeah, it's obvious he hasn't had much sex, so there's no way he would actually last 25 minutes. So, you know, it's because it's taken him so long after he goes in, he's like, okay.
Wait, was he
all right,
using...
hold on, I gotta take a breather. It's like, all right, pull out. All right, I gotta take a breath again.
I'm just okay. picturing, like... Hey, folks, fat man here, just, like, sodomizing the shit out of this poor Mexican bitch.
Fuck.
Oh, that makes me smile.
During the alleged assault, Gonclaves returned home. Luke then shot her and returned to her sister's and shot her as well.
Right. Next logical step.
She then staggered out of the building and cried for help. Several people rushed to her aid.
So he shot her, and then his attention was turned on her sister?
Right, he went to her sister.
And then the one he shot went out of the building yelling for help, all bloody and sodomized and shit.
Right.
Damn.
According to the defendant himself, while seated in the van, he then pointed at the gun... at the group that was offering aid to Selma, who was dying on the sidewalk, and fired several more shots in their direction, attempting to kill the non-white person who was attending to Selma.
Okay, now, what did we learn from this? Everybody, what did we learn? If you see somebody that needs help because they got shot, you probably want to just keep walking.
Right. You probably want to stay away from
unless you're white.
Unless you're white.
Right.
Then don't. And then not go Jewish.
Ahead. Right.
Then just cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Hey,
dude.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Hey, you look like you got shot and sodomized.
Yeah. Because I can see that you were sodomized.
Right. Because your butthole's all hanging out and you're bleeding.
Yeah. Orlando Dapina Gonclave, 72, a homeless man who is not related to the other victims, but has
just
this,
a random bystander, just some homeless dude pushing his cart, some 72-year-old homeless dude just pushing his cart.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, no. Why do they have the same last name?
No relation.
No relation.
Uncle Ruckus.
They're not related. Yeah. Yeah. That's is that a. Just a weird synchronicity in their life?
Possibly. Well, Gonzalez?
What?
What's the last name?
Gonclaves.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
His weird name. He went up to the man with his handgun, walked up to point-blank range, and shot this man in the head.
Right.
He said he was surprised he didn't go down immediately and shot him a second time in the back.
What?
Luke was...
Hey, he's old. You gotta give him a minute.
Yeah, it takes him a while. He's slow.
Jesus.
Luke was arranged Thursday and...
Arranged?
Arranged, yes. I don't even know what that word is.
Arraigned?
Arraigned?
Arraigned.
Never heard. What is that? A-R-R-A-I-N-G-N-E-D
A-R-R-A-I-N-G-N-E-D or something?
I don't even know what that means.
Arraigned. When you go to your arraignment?
Never.
Your court date?
Never heard. I've heard court date. I've never heard arraignment. I've never been to a court date either. Sorry.
You never watched Law & Order?
No, actually.
CSI?
Nope.
Jesus Christ, man. One of these days, Alice. Boom! To the moon, Alice! to the moon!
Okay, Thursday on 2 counts of murder, 3 counts of armed assault with intent to murder, 1 count of aggravated rape, 1 count of kidnapping, 1 count of unlawful possession of a firearm. That was a mouthful.
Right.
Hey, quit making out with the fucking... Wow. I look over here and he's all like kissing the cat. Wow. He was ordered held without bail and sent to Bridgewater State Hospital for an evaluation. I don't know. I can't believe it. I mean, I loved her very much.
How Conclave's
much? Cousin Serino Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Selma's older sister was listed in critical but stable condition at a local hospital.
Have you been drinking?
No. I haven't.
Awesome. Is that it for that
That's
story?
That's it for that story.
Amazing. What did you learn?
It's good to be white.
Arraignment means what? Oh, and it's good to be white.
It's good to be white.
Oh, that's sad. Now, my question is, what do you think happened to that guy to make him just hate black people and Jews?
Because
like I said, like I've had a lot of bad experiences with white people as well as with black people.
Yeah.
And Jews and Hispanics.
Well, it's because we're all people. We all
Italians
suck, you know?
That look like they're Hispanics and all that. Like, I'm not out there killing people. Granted, I have this fucking podcast. I get to vent every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 9 or 10 p.m. Montana time on jaml.com/live video. But even before I was doing this show, I wasn't like, Christ, I'm going to kill you.
And you've lived longer than this guy.
Yeah. Like, 6 years longer. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I used to be a big fat fuck. I got teased all the shit when I was in school.
Yeah, it's hard to figure that out.
I don't say a thing
about it.
Chemical imbalance or... Like, I don't know. I'm just really curious as to what made him snap. Maybe Obama being elected president had a little something to do with it.
You know,
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if he hates blacks and everyone, I mean, that would be a... big reason to
want
to go crazy.
It wasn't just blacks. It was blacks, Jews,
right.
Anything.
It was anyone not white.
Right. Which is weird because white people do, I think, the most fucked up shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's more accepted because we're white, which is fucked up, you know? One unknown says maybe he got his dick chewed up by a raccoon.
Maybe.
Good possibility. You never know.
Hey, that if you got your dick chewed up by a coon, you'd be killing some black people too.
Fucking A. You got anything else before we get out of here?
No.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us for episode 146. We had a blast. Not as much fun as we had on episode 145.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. We will be hard-pressed to bring it that far.
Well, we'll beat
ever
it
again.
Someday,
well,
but
yeah.
Eventually we'll find something. But
somebody.
Wow.
Somebody else.
Well, because, you know, it always gets better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, something like that will happen again.
Yeah. Well, something better than that will even happen.
Right. Who knows?
It's getting better.
Who knows? You never know what kind of psycho ex-boyfriend these girls fucking have, you know?
Yeah,
you never fucking
know.
Yeah. It's crazy. One unknown, he was a new listener tonight. He says, dig the show, has. We'll be back. Dig the energy. Has.
Whoa, how's he knowing?
That's weird. I haven't gone by that name in so... Hold on. How do you know that my name used to be
Maybe.
Has on the internet? Yeah. Where do you... That's weird. Is it has on anything jam hole related?
No. Maybe it's from like Keith
my
and the
MySpace?
Girl.
Oh, on the Keith and the Girl, I am has on there. Okay, I forgot.
I don't know where else it would
that
be.
That was just
though.
Weird
That's
to
like,
see that because I always just use Matt on this. I own your old yellow disc.
What?
Old yellow disc.
What yellow disc?
Falf disc. It's got to be my
really?
Old yellow Falf disc. Now I'm curious. Who are you?
Who are you?
Oh, crazy. Well, thanks for joining us. As usual, if you guys want to leave us any messages, 406-204-4687, give us a call while the show's offline. You can leave us a message. We'll play it on the next show, which will be Wednesday evening, probably around 9. You work Wednesday?
No.
Okay. Well, probably around 8 or 9, maybe 10 o'clock. You can always send us shit, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you don't have a PayPal account and you'd like a Jam Hole t-shirt, buy us a greeting card, put some money in there, $18, send it off. We will send you a t-shirt, or you can go to thejamhole.com/donate and just give us money. Like I said before, if we made you laugh at least once tonight, toss us $5. It will help us make better shit for the show. Oh, thejamhole.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/donate/pick/vote. Anything thejamhole.com/, we probably have it. Other than that, yeah. Thank you all for coming out with us tonight. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Goodbye.
Love
you. You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.